From Spark and Anvil and General's Tale, this is Marshal Shuai, Advisor Shi, and Palace Gong in Chapter 1 of the General's Tale cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. On the great board of Shangxi, the beautiful old game of Chinese chess, with its river running across the middle and its two palaces facing each other, three friends kept watch over the single most important thing in the whole game, the safety of the general. Marshal Shuai stood at the center of his palace, calm and still, moving only in small, careful steps. Advisor Shi stood close beside him, guarding the diagonal ways in. And Palace Gong was the home itself, a marked square of 9 points, drawn with an X, that neither the general nor his advisor would ever leave. "People new to the game are always surprised," said Marshal Shuai. "The most important piece, me, is also the most limited. I don't charge across the board. I stay home. Let my friends show you why that's not weakness. It's the whole design." Marshal Shuai spoke first, taking one small, careful step. Because in Shangqi, the general is powerful precisely because he is protected, not because he roams. "I move 1 point at a time, up, down, or sideways, and never diagonally, and never ever outside my palace," said the marshal. "A new player finds this frustrating. The most important piece can barely move." He took another patient single step. "But think about what it means. The whole game is about me. If I fall, the game is lost. So the design keeps me safe, small, careful, and always at home where I can be guarded. My power isn't in ranging far. My power is in lasting, in staying protected at the center, while my chariots and cannons and horses do the ranging for me." He settled at his palace's heart. A general who wandered the open board would be captured in a move or two. A general kept home, guarded, can direct a whole battle. Sometimes the most important thing's job is to stay safe and steady while everything happens around it. Then Advisor Shi stepped one diagonal close by the general's side, because a protected center still needs guardians, and that was Shi's whole devoted purpose. "I am the advisor," said Shi, moving a single diagonal step within the palace, "and I do not leave the general's side. I move only along the palace's diagonals, one step at a time, so I am always here, close, covering the ways an attacker might slip in." She took up a guarding diagonal. "I'm not a powerful attacker. I'll never sweep the board like the chariot. That's not my role, and I've made my peace with it, because my role is devotion. I stand between the general and danger. When an enemy piece threatens the palace, I am the one already positioned to block it, to be captured in his place if it comes to that." She held the diagonal steady. "There's an old kind of honor in it, the guardian who stays close and asks for no glory, whose whole purpose is that someone else, someone more important, stay safe. I am small and I am always here, and being always here for the one who matters most is enough." And Palace Gong, the home itself, spoke last, because the general and his advisor could only do their work within something, and Gong was that something. "I am the palace," said Gong, "the 9-point square marked with its great X. Not a piece, a place. The home that holds the general and his advisors. And I am the boundary that makes their whole careful dance possible. The general may not step outside me, the advisors may not leave me, and so together they stay a tight, guarded knot at the center, impossible to scatter." Gong's marked points glowed. "A boundary might sound like a cage. It isn't. It's what lets the protection work. Because everyone, both players, knows exactly where the general must be, the game becomes a beautiful puzzle of attack and defense around this one small sacred square. I don't confine the general to trap him. I confine him to keep him, to give his guardians a place small enough to truly hold." Gong held its 9 points steady. A home with clear edges is what makes a thing keepable. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Marshall Schwei, Advisor Xi, and Palace Gong. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.